the first peg, Mika's comments. So, in order for us to conquer this sugya, it's a long sugya, goes on for quite a few daf. In order for us to conquer it, we do need some background knowledge about Dikas Chametz. We do need some background knowledge. So the first nekuda we need to know is there's an Issa Daraisa to have Chametz in your house on during the course of Pesach. It's an Issa called Baliroi Ubalimotze. There's an Issa Daraisa to have Chametz in your house during the course of Pesach. And we have to get rid of the Chametz before Pesach comes, in order not to be over the Issa of Bali Roy Bali Motze. This is possible to be done in one of two ways. It's possible to do in one of two ways. One way is to do Bedikas Chametz. Bedikas Chametz, you check for the Chametz, and Biro, you get rid of the Chametz. That's one way of doing, of getting rid, making sure you won't be over the Issa of Bali Roy Bali Motze. The second way of being over, of making sure you won't be over, is to do bittel chametz, to do be mevatel the chametz, to get rid of the chametz. So to get rid of the chametz, how do you get rid of the chametz? By declaring that the chametz is considered like the dust of the earth, ka'afa da'ara. I consider the chametz to be ka'afa da'ara, and therefore. The chametz is, and we'll see how that works, why that makes a difference. But that by doing that, you're also not over Bali Roi Bali Motze. So again, we said there's two ways how one can make sure he won't be over Bali Roi Bali Motze. Number one way is by doing Bedikas chametz and Biru chametz. You search for any chametz and you get rid of it, you burn it, or you dispose of it some other way. But that's one way. One way of making sure you won't be over Bali Roi Bali Motze is with the searching for the chametz and getting rid of the chametz. And the second way is to do bittel, to declare that the chametz is hefkar, to declare that the chametz is worthless, to declare that chametz, I'm not interested in it. And that also makes it that you're not over Bali Roi Bali Motze. So that's the first agdoma that we need for the sugya. So the first agdoma is, there's two ways to make sure you're not over Bali Roi Bali Motze. What are the two ways?
Bittel
with Bedika.
Right. Bedika Biru. Right, Bedika, you just get rid of you find the chomet. You remember Vari, the Biru chomet. And another way is to do Bittel. Now, one agdoma we need, a second agdoma we need to be able to understand the sugya is on Davov Amud Beis. Davov Amud Beis. 6B. Davov Amud Beis. You're all welcome to look there. Hey Bernard, you see Davov Amud Beis? It's in the same volume as Art Scroll. Davov Amud Beis. Amar, you see this? There's two dots, which is about 2/3 of the way down. Just over 2/3 of the way down. Bevom, you have it?
I'm Rav Yehuda.
I'm Rav Yehuda, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yossi, you've got it? And I'm sure?
So the end of it.
Fantastic. Okay. I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Haboideg Tzorich Sheivatil. Somebody who does Bedika, if Yossi, you've got a question to ask? One second, let's unmute you. You can unmute
before,
yourself.
With regards to Bittel,
yeah.
I wanted to know if you do Bittel, what about if it's still in your presence, meaning it's still in your premises? Is that sufficient? Can you see it?
Yeah, it's sufficient. Right, that's the point. The other way of doing it is just to declare it's not anything. We'll see why that works. We have to understand it. Why should Bittel help? But then it's not considered chometz, so you're over on it. And therefore, it's okay. Right, very good. So let's see this Gemara Davov Amud Beis, and then we can start learning the Mishnayos and Tosfos and Rashi and the Ran. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Haboideik Tzorich Sheivatil. Somebody who does Bedikas Chametz, which means he gets rid of the chametz, he still needs to be mevatel. There's still a chiyuv for him to be mevatel the chametz. That means if Yehuda Merav, who's an Amora, is mechadish, that we really need two things. We really need to do bedika, means get rid of the chametz, and also you have to do bittul. So the Gemara says, I don't understand, why do you have to do that? My time, why do you have to do that? Because there might be crumbs that you didn't see when you did bedika. There might be crumbs which you didn't see when you did the bedika, and you might have the crumbs in your house. Guess somebody searched his house, and there were a few crumbs left over. Nah, oh, lechashivi. Crumbs, they're not worth anything. That's not, crumbs is not an issue for us. Perhaps he'll say, since these crumbs are protected, inside his house, together with all his other valuables, chashivi, it has a certain chashivas to it. So then the Gemara brings a Gemara saying, not like that. The Gemara brings a Gemara, we don't need to see this now, but the Gemara brings a Gemara that you see that if you have something worthless in your house, even though there's other things in your house, there's no reason why such crumbs should be called have a chashivas. So now we have to skip a few lines to Omar Rav. So why did Rav Yehuda Omar Rav say that you have to do a bedika and bittul? Omar Rav, there's a Rav gzeira shema yimsa gluske yofe bedate lave. If we just rely on the bedika, it could very well be that during the course of Pesach, you'll find something you missed. And once you find it, you'll want it. It's not going to be bottle. And therefore, you're going to be over by the Royan. So if you're Damarav and Machayev, every person to do a bittle. That means I say that any chametz I have in my house is bottle. I'm not interested in it. So even if on Pesach I find it, it's not going to be chametz which I'm going to be over Bali Roy for. So that's end of this Gemara. That's our end of Agdoma Shnia, the second Agdoma we need to learn Pesachim. The first Agdoma we said was that there's two ways to make sure that you won't be over Bali Roy Bali Motzi. One is Bedika and one is Bittul. Now comes Rav Yehuda Merav and says you should know Midrabanon. It's only Dindrabanon. Midrabanon, we machayiv you to always do bittul, even though you did bedikas chametz, but we machayiv you to do bittul as well. Why? Because maybe you'll find some Danish during the course of Pesach which you didn't spot beforehand, and you'll decide you want to have it over. You don't want to chuck out this Danish, and you'll be about your body motzi.
So are they talking about crumbs or like something that really they would want?
Something
they switched. Rabbi Yehuda was talking about crumbs, and then
Rabbi Yehuda started saying you have to be mevatel. So Gemara says, why do you have to be mevatel? Because of crumbs? Can't be. Says the Gemara, you know why you have to do it? Not because of the crumbs, because perhaps you'll find the Danish.
Okay.
You find this Danish. The minute you find Danish, you will be, you'll want it, and you'll be over by your eye. And therefore, Chazal machayiv you, Dindra Bonon, to always be mevatel your chametz, because maybe you'll find your Danish, and it'll be to, you'll be over by your eye. So it turns out, the Midra Bonon at least, you always need to do bittul. Midraisa, you can do get rid of Bali Roy by one of two ways. Either you do bittul, or you do bedikas chametz and biur chametz. Midrabanon, even if you do bedikas chametz, you have to do bittul as well. Why? For some technical reason that you might find a Danish that you missed. You might find a Danish and you'll be over Bali Roy, and therefore you have to be mevatel that Danish before Pesach, in order you wouldn't be over Bali Roy Bali Motzeh.
And if you've done bittul, why do you need to do bedika?
Oh, that's the question which, as we start the sugya, that's the question which you're going to have to work on. Okay, Bernard asked the question which we want to hear. If we say that you anyway always have to do bittul, then why bother with bedika? Why bother with bedika? Anyway, you always have to do bittul. So why bother with bedika at all? Well done, Bernard. You're 100% right. That's a good R. So now let's start. I'm going to tell you some amakimus which you have to learn. We're not going to be learning this together for the first day, but I'm going to tell you some amakimus which we have to learn. We have to do the Mishnah, Ola Ba'asa, the Mishnah, until the end of the Mishnah. That Mishnah I can read together with you. Ola Ba'asa. Ola Ba'asa means on the night before the 14th. The night before the 14th. The whole first daf of the Gemara is going to be discussing this word Oy. Oy, what's Oy mean? Oy means light. But that, Mir Shem, is going to be a subject very shortly. But first we have to get sort out the Indian of Biur Chometz first. So Oy la Ba'asa, Boidkin es haChometz la Oy haneh. You have to check for the Chometz. La Oy haneh. So the Mishnah is telling us you have to do B'dikas Chometz. Any place where you don't bring in chametz doesn't need bedika. Now, there was, we'll see very shortly, there is a machlekes beis shamai beis hillel about how much you have to check in a cellar full of wine. How far do you have to go? So it's a bit of a question because we said that you don't need to check chametz in a place where you don't bring chametz. So in a cellar, you don't normally bring chametz. So, ubame omu, with regarding what did they say? Shtei shuris per maltif, that two rows in the wine cellar, you have to search for chametz. With regarding what type of cellar? The answer to that is makom shemachnisin boi chametz, a place where they bring in chametz. Okay. So that the reason why I'm reading it is because it's hard to read this Mishnah. So I'll read it again. Oy la ba'asa boikin es ha-chometz to oy haneh. Kol mokim she'ein machnisim boi chometz, ein tzorch bedika. So ubameh omu shtei shurois b'maltif, comma. So regarding what did the Chazal, what did Bishamei Bishillel argue about two rows in the wine cellar, that Bishamei hold you have to check for chometz. And Beis Hillel hold also, but there's arguing which two rows. Mokoim shemachnisim boi chometz. The answer the Mishnah gives is mokoim shemachnisim boi chometz, a place where you bring in chometz. And then the Mishnah ends off with what is the machlokes beis shamai and beis hillel, which two rows of the wine barrels do you have to search for chometz? Beis shamai say it's the top two rows, and beis hillel say it's the front two rows. Okay, let's leave that part for now. So let's go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah said that on the night of the 14th, you have to check for chametz. So why do you have to check for chametz? So look at Rashi in your own time. That means after the shiur, you should learn it with your chavrusa. Look at Rashi, the first two lines of Rashi. The first two lines of Rashi. That's the first Maramokim. The first two lines of Rashi is the first Maramokim. Then the second Maramokim is Tosfos. The Tosfos Ola Ba'asa. And we have to learn the first part of Tosfos. Pirsha Kuntras, the first part. He brings Rashi, he asks on Rashi. Till Vahatam. Vahatam is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines down of Tosis. So the beginning of Tosis until Vahatam, which is nine lines down in Tosis. So again, we've had Rashi and we've had Tosis. And then once you've seen Tosis and you've had the question of Tosis, then we're ready now to see the Akdama to the Suga written by the Ran. The Ran did a tremendous chesed to Klal Yisrael. Tremendous, tremendous chesed to Klal Yisrael. And right at the beginning of Psachim, he gives an Akdama to the idea of Bedikas Chometz. I take you all remember where the run is. The run's at the end of the Gemara on the Rif, the first run on the Rif. So you'll see Boidkin Esa Chometz is a Dibur Masra Boidkin Esa Chometz. So we have to see that run. Boidkin Esa Chometz. If everyone looks there now, they'll be able to confirm that they know what we're holding. You're looking in the run. Aleph Amad Aleph in the Rif.
Getting there.
Getting there. Good to hear your voice, Moshe.
Ditto.
Yeah? It's after the Rosh, after the Marshal. It's Kemat right the end.
The second run, right?
Yeah, the second run. Boidkin is the Chometz. I'm going to unmute you all just to hear that you've got it. You all got it? You're all unmuted. No, you're not.
Yes.
It's the very first, it's at the beginning of the run. We're in the beginning of the Masechta, so it's the beginning of the run, the first page of the run.
Okay. Right, the first page of the run. Boidkin is the Chometz. You sure you have it?
It's the second one on my sheet, down on my page.
Yeah. Right, so that, you have to see that one, that piece. Okay, until you get to Ge'ez the Big Gemara.
And that's why does it start with Olive?
Very good question. So that's what we have to get through today. Today, we have to get through Rashi, the Mishnah, Rashi, Tosfos, and this piece of the Ran. And we'll take it from there. We'll take it from there. Basically, we'll see. I'll let you work out. Now, listen, how are we going to do this? I want to be available at all times in morning Seder for you to speak and ask. I don't think Zoom is such a good idea to be open the whole time. But you can all call me on my phone, 052-7654348. 052-7654348. Feel free to call. I'm trying to keep the lines free for the members of our share until around about 12 o'clock. So feel free to call. If you have
any questions,
again, we have Rashi and the Mishnah, Rashi, Tosfos, and that piece of the Ran. Boidkin is the Chometz.
Bernhard, do you want to learn?
Should be in touch with it. If everyone arranges chavrusas together, that would be the best. Otherwise, also be in touch with me. So I'm going to end the meeting now. And wish you all a lot of tremendous atzlochets. And it's sorry Hashem sent us. It's definitely not the way we would have been wanting to learn together. But we have to overcome our nisiness. Hashem should give us care for it.
I'm not sure we're going to be able to set up chavrusas if you turn us off.
What we can do is we can invite everyone. Does everyone have a Zoom account? It seems like it. So you can invite people using your personal link. So
I'm going to leave
with a free account. You can have, I think, up to four people for up to two people forever. And then like more than two people, it cuts off in 40 minutes. If you have a free account, if you have a pro account, it doesn't matter. If that makes sense. So basically what you do is disconnect here and then invite somebody through your personal Zoom link. Yossi, I'm sure you use Zoom for business?
Yeah, I could do that, or I could do it with Yoshua over WhatsApp.
Okay. Avram, do you want
to... What's the phone number again for Rabbi J?
Mordecai?
Yeah.
My problem is that I haven't got the use of my computer for the next hour.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Why don't I do this? Do you want me to invite? I can invite whoever wants to be invited. Rav Schiller, Rav Samson, Rav Schustras.
So I think you must just excuse me from today. From tomorrow, I'll be able to do it with you.
Okay. Do you want me to invite you guys?
Yeah, sure.
All right. So I'm going to email all on our list that Rav Avram started, and I'll send you my link, and then you just go to Zoom and do it that way. It'll be my pro link.
All right.
So we won't get cut off after 40 minutes if you don't.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Yossi, you good?
Yeah, you're sure we're gonna learn over WhatsApp?
All right.
That's fine.
Okay, see you guys.
Okay. Hatzlacha.
Thank you for the love. Bye bye.
Hi, you there, Moshe?
Yeah.
Hi. I think anybody else is here. If anybody else can hear us, then they can't. Then they'll. Do you want to just carry on as we were, and go over that Mishnah together?
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Should I start? Should I start the Mishnah? Is that okay? Are you with me?
Yeah. Sorry, just getting the mic.
I've got a feeling that the Zoom cuts off after 40 minutes, so we may need to rejoin. I'll check out my Zoom number and give you details. Have you got a Zoom number?
No, I just used the free one, but I've got another share at 10:30, so.
Okay, we've got till 10:30. We've got another tough one. Okay, so did I do that on this one? What's it? Okay, so the Mishnah starts at Ol Abba Osor on the night of the 14th. Void finis achomets, search for comets, lo haner by the light of a ner. Anywhere you don't bring comets, you don't need to do bedikah, don't need to search. And what are we talking about? Base sh'os b'mer taf, two rows of a wine cellar. Where the wine cellar comes in from, I'm not quite sure, but that's what they're talking about. And then there's a mokom she machnisim boy chomet, a place where you bring chomet. So it's got to be a place where you bring chomet as a precondition before you need to search anyway. And then beishamai oimim shtei shoyos al pnei kol hamatef, two rows all across the front of the wine cellar. It was Hillel Oimim, Shtei Shoros, Chachit Tzoynos, Shehem Ha'el Yoynos, those across the top of the top rows of barrels, presumably, but not all the way down. So that's the Mishnah. Rav Yechon said, do the first two lines of Rafi. You with me? First two lines of Rafi?
Yeah.
He's got Gausinam with a Zion. Is it a Zion? Dalad, I think. Hang on, let me just look at mine. It's a Dalad. Where the Dalad is, I'm not quite sure. Is it the Bach?
I'm not sure.
Going down the side, it's a It's a dollar with a square bracket after it. The stuff with the square bracket is Agos Vahatzionim, which is on the left-hand margin, near the bottom, lower half of the page. And a dollar there says, Ulai Hoyasol Lefonov, Noischo O. So, perhaps there was in front of him so if there was a light of, on the yud dalad, base. So anyway, I'm not quite sure what that dalad is all about, but we'll probably get to it when we come to on base. So continuing the top line of the Rashi, Lo haner b'gemara, so the Gemara will explain in Daf Zayin on the base, Mefarish Tama, what they mean by the lashon there. Boidkin, you search, Shelo yivaer olav b'alyu ro'ev u'balyu motze. You will not be over the issa of b'alyu ro'ev u'balyu motze. That's the first two lines of Rashi, which appear so far quite straightforward. Then said, look at the first nine lines of Tosfos. I suspect going to be somewhat more challenging, but we'll have a bash. So, all Abba also Boitkins of Chomet, Perisha Kuntrus. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Perisha Kuntrus, which is Rashi. Which we've just seen. Now Rashi starts, Ukasha. Right. So what's the Kasha? La Rav Yitzhak, presumably, which is Rashi. Kagoin the Tzorich Bittel, since it is necessary to do Bittel Chomet. Because the Omar of the Gemara, as it says in the Gemara Daf, Rav Omar Beis, Habodek.
That's where we went in the Shir.
Exactly. Habodek, if you do the search.
The Habodek, you still need to do a bit.
Yeah. And why? Umi Doraisa from Doraisa, but Bittel, but Alma, Sagi. It would seem Doraisa simply making it bottle, nullifying it.
Enough.
Be enough. Amai hitzurichu hachomim. So the hachomim found it necessary, bedika klal, to do just a bedika. V'nireh, and it appears le Rav Yitzhak, the afal gav the stagi bebitul ba'alma, even though bittul and beer, presumably a bit bittul, sorry, would be enough on its own. The Chachomin were a chumra, added a chumra, the boydek chomets, the search for chomets, u le varoi, and go over it, shelo yavol lech le ochlu, so you wouldn't come to eat. V'chein mashmar l'kamen, as it's clear from below, in Yud Amud Beis, the boi rovo, rovo comes along, kikar, I don't know, bishmei koira, I don't know what that means, rovo, Kaka Bishme Koya. I'm not quite sure what that is. Oi Dilma, or perhaps Zimnin Denofel, some Zimnin presumably is a zaman, there's a times, the nofel, the something would fall, the e, the mechit, the miyam, the mayach, liya. Is that oichel or moichel? I'm not quite sure. Something would fall, and either you might eat it or you might not have. You might not have nullified it correctly. Those last two lines, I'm a bit stuck on. Have you got any clues? Any thoughts? Are you there? Have I lost you? I lost you. We continue on the phone, probably easier. Is that okay? The last two lines of that Tosfos, but he said stop at the line 9, which is the Hatam. So after it, on the seventh line, it says Daf Yud Amud Beis, and then the Bo'i Rava, and then Chaf Chaf Reish, which I'm not quite sure what that means. Looking at my crib sheet is not there. Is it a kicker? Bishmei Koyra. And then he goes on. Or Dilmore, perhaps. Zimna the Nuffle. Zimnin, I think, is that times? Or what do you reckon? Any thoughts? Sorry. Zimnin. It's the narrow lines, 1, 2, 3, 4. The fourth narrow line of the Tosfos. Zimnin. Zimna means a time or an occasion. Zimnin means sometimes. So Zimnin, sometimes the Nofal is the fall, sometimes it was fall, the Asti and you come, what is this next? So La Michlia, I'm not quite sure what that word is either. Have you got one of your magic translations for the
What word are you stuck on?
Yeah, in the Toys voice, this last word that before Atama. Do you have it? Can you hear me?
Hello.
Which line?
So, somebody's talking to you on the Zoom. I didn't know I was still on it. On the ninth line of the Tosfos, the fifth wide line, the word before Vahatama, Vahatam.
Lamechla, I think, means to eat. You'll come to eat it.
Oh, you'll come to eat it. Okay, fine. I'll sign off here now on Zoom because I'm going on to I'm learning on the phone with Moshe Peretz. Okay? Bye. Hello? Sorry. So you'll come to eat it, apparently. I thought I had signed out of Zoom, but for some reason I'm still on it. And I'm not quite sure why that is. So I'm just trying to... So anyway, what it seems to be saying, according to Tosfos, is you will come to eat it. So that seems to be... that would seem to be what you need to do.